And I'm Rob. I play the Magnificent. He's an awesome wizard magician, and he's just the best.
Who else is playing at the table, Rob?
I thought I was doing it after.
Nah.
Oh, okay. Well, this is Jen. She dyed her hair the brightest color she could find on the shelf, so she wouldn't be lost in the crowd at PAX.
I'm Jazza, and I'm playing Rusty. I'm here. I tricked you. I'm actually here. But last week, it wasn't even last week.
Last month.
A long time. Last time we played, I wasn't here. And so Rusty got caught in a box. I might get out of the box this episode. I don't know and have no control over it. We'll find out. But it's an impromptu mid-season break.
I'm Dave, the GM / narrator, and I've just discovered I'm unseasonably oily. And tonight, we are continuing the Ragtag side quest, the official, unofficial. You got introduced. It is our tradition before the episode that we roll a dice, and if you roll a one, someone else introduces you. So that's what happened today. And otherwise, we introduce ourselves in the order in which we rolled the numbers. So Ragtag, in the canonical, non-canonical, canonical fun side quest. It's not real Ragtag, but it's pretty close. We're playing, and we're picking up from last episode. Of course, Jazza knows all about last episode not being here.
I do, but I am so committed to my character that I will pretend like I have zero clue, because Rusty's been in a box the whole time, people. So as Rusty learns, if he learns, the viewers who might not have seen last episode will learn too.
And in true nerd fashion, we actually invited Murray to be here tonight to play, but Murray had a previously standing D&D appointment. Basically, he's too dang popular, and if he had dropped out tonight, the whole session would have fallen apart, so he couldn't do it to him. So, that's where he is. And we're never asking for him to come back.
He's dead to us.
Yeah, one out. Yeah, no,
better
no,
one
no.
chance.
No, we're sad we can't have Murray tonight. He did want to be here, but he also didn't want to ruin all his friends' fun. So good on him. So now I had to come up with some nonsense, and you're about to hear.
Let's go.
Yay. The nonsense.
To be honest, this was always meant to happen, but with Rob instead.
Yeah. By the.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I don't know if it's worth explaining much, but. This was meant to be just like a little bit of a lighthearted filler episode thing. And obviously there have been just many impromptu breaks that we haven't had control over. And now there's an impromptu break next week because there's a public holiday. But we should be back to reboot next week. But
the week after.
Yeah, well, yeah.
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 But then reboot should be back. And I cannot see anything else getting in the way until Christmas.
Cool.
Yep.
Sick.
Yeah.
Yeah. Right. Well, that would get in the way.
Christmas special!
I was thinking that a minute ago.
Yeah, have you got ideas?
I have notes from last year that were leading to this year.
Okay.
That I need to go read. Right.
We digress.
Cool. We ready?
Yeah.
Yes.
Welcome to the world of Ragtag. In the previous episode, our glorious adventurers headed into the tavern to watch the Magnificent's magic show. Of course, his magic show was splendid. It was terrific. It was so good that his newly acquired mysterious disappearing box from Provik the Lesser caused Rusty to disappear. Unable to find him, they followed some leads from the great Stroranin the Wizard, acquiring a barrel with an old man's dissolving corpse in it, by purchasing it from the young child who was running the wizard's store. They didn't question a single thing. They simply bought the corpse and left.
Oh, yeah.
Then, not questioning the suspicious child in Stroranin the Wizard's shop, they left with a lead to go and find Provik the Greater. Once they arrived, they found prophecies writ true in stone, a future laid out before them all that Murina in particular denied. And then they stood before Provik the Great, an ancient sapphire dragon who promised them that they could divine the very fates themselves and that the party must rescue Rusty and go through these trials. But to do this, to tell the secret of how the box worked, the dragon wanted something in return, wanted a goblin known as Kralig to be brought to the dragon as payment. The party weren't interested in this and they wanted gold instead. And the dragon promised a shitload of gold for them. A single shitload. It was at this moment they learned the dragon pooped gold. So, they have gotten the goblin and returned. Some time has passed. The group adventured back to the dragon. And before Provig the Great, they gave Krellig the Mischief Maker. Provig stood true to their promise. Wincing hard and squeezing draconic eyes tight.
Just going to swell the inspirational music. Go on.
As a nugget of gold fell to the crystal floor with an only slightly wet plop.
Okay, continue.
Payment in hand. The group asked for the second half of their payment, which was, of course, the way to return their friend Rusty and the secrets of the magic box. The dragon said those secrets were only meant for one person's ears. The fates themselves had decided as such. And they leaned in close to Murina, much to the anger of the Magnificent, and whispered. Murina smiled, nodded, knowing, and they left. Journeying back to the Silent Coin in Slyport, Murina promises she can free Rusty. Oh, darlings, she says as she returns to the tavern. It's time to bring back your little friend. As tiresome as he can be, what say I go and solve this little puzzle that's a little too complicated for smaller minds than mine? No response.
Yeah, that'd be great, thanks.
Quippy characters.
Yep. Seething.
Appreciate it.
There's one little foil, you see. The chest is cursed.
Oh no! Oh, boo, yes. Boo, boo.
Little theatrics never hurt anyone, did they, darling? So, the curse of the box.
Says Murina, walking you into the back room and sort of sliding her hand around the box, you know, really hamming the situation up.
The dragon, Provig, told me the box can only be opened.
Oh, we actually need to get our other player in the scene right now. Sorry, everyone.
The box can only be opened and closed with a trade. One life for a life. And I imagine Rusty's getting very hungry right about now. He's been gone for 3 days. But we should break this curse, yes? And free everyone from the box. But to do that, we would need something a little complicated. It's called the sap of the Elden Tree.
Ooh.
It's a powerful reagent, an amber liquid prized across the world. And it comes from the Elven capital. But luckily, I'm more resourceful than that. And I happen to know of some nasty people who have a hold of some right here in town.
Oh, great.
They're down in Bilgeway, in the Lover's Hole. I think that's where they have a lead. They know something about the smuggling of the elves' sacred, precious sap. So, that sounds like a very dirty, tiresome work, doesn't it? Going down in, it's called a Bilgeway.
I don't know what that is.
Well, if I'm going ever to get my satisfying taste back at my favorite delicacy, I'd best rescue old Rusty, don't you think?
Yeah, appreciate it.
So if you could all be lovely and promise that you'll toddle along and get the life sap and bring me back, that'd be great. And just to make sure you lovelies do, Murina proffers the giant golden dragon nugget. I'll be holding on to this until you return. And then with a smack and a shudder, the door opens and closes as Murina enters the box. There's a bunch of shaking. And then from the blackness of nothingness, Rusty bursts out into the room.
Oh my god.
Rusty!
And Rusty, you've been without food or water for 3 days.
In a dark box? You've been in
what you would describe as what you first thought was a dark box until the hallucinations began. You've had a nightmarish, tormenting 3 days of thirst and waking madness.
So no magic inside. It was just like one of those, like, you know, the meditation water isolation tank things?
Make an insight check.
Ooh, bloody right. That's a roll for Dungeons and Dragons.
Yes.
which is a thing.
So it's been a long time since Jazz has played. There will be a list of skills.
Yeah.
Well. Can I have a look at your sheet?
Yeah.
So see on your right, you've got your list of skills. One of them will be inside.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, and then does it have a little checkbox in it?
Okay. So I just got 11.
So it'll be in wisdom insight, so you get to add your wisdom modifier.
Which is nothing. 11.
So as far as you're concerned, you could only have been in an extra-dimensional place because despite your screaming, your thudding, your banging, you didn't really affect anything else around it. But you look at your hands and you definitely have splinters of wood under your fingernails from where you've clawed the inside of something wooden. So to your best guess, you were inside a wooden extra dimensional space.
Weird.
Okay. Ta-da!
Hops bear hugs you.
You.
And I march over to the Magnificent to clock him in the face.
And I'm going to try and sidestep and put my arm around him and just be like, well, I guess we should roll if he's going to try and hit me.
Make an attack roll, but with unarmed combat.
All right.
So just roll a d20, and you're going to add your strength, because it's a punch, and your proficiency, because you're a good fighter.
23.
Okay, does that hit your AC?
Yeah, it does.
Yeah, so you swing and you hit.
Yep.
wow.
And you take one damage.
Cool.
Oh, wait, what's your strength mod?
3. Plus 3. Oh, no, that's my save.
Yeah. You have nil. Nothing. So it's just one.
Yeah, sorry, my bad. That's the mod.
Yeah,
that's
the mod is the big number.
Oh, right. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, cool.
You still punch him.
You still punch me. I'm still going to say ta-da. I was going to be like, thank you. Yeah, I'm just going to say ta-da. Take the hit.
Yep.
You mediocre, poor excuse for a magician. All you provided was, I lost track of time, days, weeks of torture for what?
Don't be melodramatic, man.
Is there a crowd? Is there people?
No, you're in the back room.
Okay.
Hop sleeves.
And for what audience?
I spit at his feet.
Don't be melodramatic. I've performed the greatest trick ever. You were gone for 3 days. It was the most peaceful it's been in some time.
Can you all make perception checks, please?
I'm out of the room. Does that matter?
Make it with disadvantage. Wisdom perception.
Oh, I rolled 20.
What was the 20. Other roll with disadvantage?
That's 16.
Okay.
Okay, 18 plus 2. So
is that
20.
Total?
Total, yeah.
16 total.
9.
20 total.
20 total. Okay. Only Rusty hears very faintly. And almost coming from another place.
Remember the lover's hole, darling. Go get my prize and rescue me.
Wait, where's Murina?
Oh, we finally got rid of that hag.
And I look at the box and I'm assuming I've deduced. Have I deduced?
Hear from the direction of the box...
A life for a life, Rusty. I sacrificed myself for you very heroically.
I have to ask, you consulted with Murray about this, I'm assuming.
No.
It feels, you fucking nailed it. It feels very Murina. Well done.
He plays a character so well that it's easy to, like, his character's actually easy to emulate a little bit because it's so well characterized.
Yeah, it's great.
Hobbs comes back with three beers.
Oh, thank God.
I take two of them. And I'm like,
well, leaves one for Hobbs.
I won't have one. Yeah.
Yeah. No, you won't.
Yep, is that where we left it?
After having chugged it all, I look at you squarely and I say, 3 days? I look at Hobbs, 3 days, like questioning me.
Yeah, 3 days.
Three days worth of food and drink I will take from you at my convenience, with or without your approval. That is the price of your stupid trick, magician.
Brutal.
Rusty's feeling a little soothed because that means he gets double dinner for a while.
Yeah, that'll help.
Yeah. Okay.
It's good to have you back, buddy.
It's good to be back.
Yeah. I embrace my friend Hobbs.
So, catch me up. You've just been hanging around in the tavern for a few days. Surely you've been trying dramatically to get me out of that box.
Yeah, we
had to bribe him, torture him.
No.
This was a whole thing. Fought a dragon, fought some goblins.
Huh.
So got the magic reagent, got you back. Brave sacrifice by the hag. And now it's just us three, pals again.
Mm-hmm. With no money.
I'm like looking back and forth between Hobbs and the Magnificent. And like annoyed by the Magnificent's showboatiness, but also seeing the sincerity and like glimmer in Hobbs's eye.
So what's the plan? I heard. Did you hear Murina before?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Ah, yes. Mm. From beyond the grave, I occasionally hear her whisperings.
Sad. Oh, she's not dead.
Oh, she's gone to another plane. There is naught we can do for her now.
We must do whatever it takes to swap the Magnificent with Murina in the box.
Oh,
An earthquake!
The castle fell over.
Did they get Wizard of Oz? Like,
okay, sorry. And we're back.
I just reshuffled the tavern because when we need those scenery, we won't be in this tavern.
Okay. Oh, she said something about a sap or something. Yes. I wasn't paying attention.
I recall her calling you a sap, yes.
No.
She said to collect something to get her out.
Yeah. That.
Did she tell you where it is?
I don't recall.
It was the lover's hall in Beltway, you incompetence.
The lover's hall.
Only Rusty hears that. Yeah, very softly and faintly.
The lover's hall in Beltway.
Yeah, that place.
The brothel.
Did you know that?
I whispered to the box.
The brothel?
Disgusting. No. It is a place, if imaginable, even more filthy than that. Now run along and go make a hero of me.
Okay, well.
She has her gold, by the way. Just FYI.
I shall need my strength before we recover. Wait, when did you get gold?
From the dragon. He pooped it out.
Wait, there was a dragon?
Yeah, there was a dragon.
A dragon?
Yeah, a big dragon. It was blue.
An actual dragon?
Yeah, it's pretty scary.
Big, made of sapphire.
Yeah, poops out sapphires. I didn't pick it up.
Have I met dragons in my old adventuring days?
Yes. You've heard of their terror, and you have seen the greatest adventurers go off to fight the nasty ones, but you're also aware of good ones.
But I haven't seen them.
You've seen them, but not... You've probably not treated with a dragon, but you've sort of seen legendary moments where dragons come to a city or something like that.
I look at Hobbs like, did you out-adventure me while I was gone?
As if that's hard.
And I go like,
No. You don't have to be so mean.
Look, let's just go to this thing, but I need some goddamn food.
Food.
And I march out. Wait, do I recognize where we are?
Yeah, you're in your tavern.
Yeah, okay, cool.
We food feast.
Time. You go get some food pretty easily. You can take a short rest, get some food, get ready to go.
Right.
Off to build your way. I know the city well.
And I head out confidently. Definitely rusty, one might say. 4, but I have survival proficiency.
Yeah.
Which is 3.
Can I have a quick look at your sheet? Because you've got... you've got tracking expertise. Okay. So survival's also wisdom.
Yeah. Okay, so plus 2. So 5, so 9.
9. Okay. So you wander for a little while. And
yes, definitely, I remember it being 3 rows across from the church that had that weird person who chased me that one time. A long time ago. Fuzzy memory. I think that was a church. It looks more like a pastry shop now. Oh, my, how things change.
So scratching my head as I'm leading everyone through the town I haven't been in decades.
You're doing very well as you wander back and forth and pretty much don't find, well, anything that you wanted to find.
Do you want me to go ask?
Fine. I know where I'm going. Oh. The trick is after you...
Did someone say trick?
Yeah. Shut up! And now we turn back the way we came, just one block,
okay.
Because this was just,
there's a person literally with maps, so do you want me to go get, do you want me to ask them for directions? They literally have maps. I'll shut up.
After traveling for a while.
I glare at the person with maps and they're like, look, shocked and like walk away.
You encounter a noble walking down the street and you realize rather quickly
that
you have walked into sort of the upper class district. They're walking down with a puffed out cravat, wandering, looking very above it all, and then they stop as they see you in the street and they go, oh, adventurers.
How old is this? What is the age of this person we're talking to?
Like 40?
Oh, how are you?
Greetings, good sir.
Oh, greetings.
How are you this fine day?
Excuse me, who went and made you party leader? I'm in charge of the adventuring
group. Scandalous. They're squabbling already.
Where is Bilge Way?
Oh, that is in the dirty part of town.
Would you like to accompany us?
No, I couldn't possibly. And I wouldn't possibly. Or my name isn't Reginald.
Yes.
Okay. Rayworth.
Very well, Reginald. Rayworth the 4th.
I walk away.
Okay.
Wait, and I climb back and I'm like, point vaguely in the direction of the dirty part of town.
He pulls out a handkerchief and goes, and like flicks it in this direction of the dirty side of town.
Correct.
I look at the rest of the group.
He's right. You passed the test. This way, just as I had planned.
And lead everyone.
All right.
Great.
And... you head in that direction. Make a survival check with disadvantage.
Fuck. Same as last time.
With disadvantage means you roll twice and pick the lowest.
Oh, great. Same as last time. 9.
So a 9 is the worst you got. Okay. You travel into the dirty part of town, because that was sort of what you asked, and you begin to head into what seems to be a sort of industrial district. There's lots of blacksmith shops, smoke chuffing into the air at night. It's really dirty, sooty, and hot. There's the sweat of industry even late in the night. As I mentioned, Slyport is a massive, like, port city and trade hub built on top of ruins and ruins and ruins. And as you weave through more alleyways that seem completely unrelated to where you should be going, but it seems Rusty doesn't want to admit that, You weave down another alleyway at the back of a blacksmith, and there is the heat wash of a huge furnace coming through. And there's actually a little, almost like a heat vent that can be slid open and closed to vent excess heat if it gets overheated. And it's open, and you can see the hot red glow of a burning furnace coming out. And as you walk past, you hear,
"Hello,"
from the flame.
I look at my companions.
Did you hear that?
And they did.
Yeah, I did. What?
Hey.
Hey.
Down here.
What?
Down here.
Can we do perception to look for the voice?
Yeah, make perception checks.
I got a 5.
11.
Okay. The voice seems to be emanating from the open grate that's glowing with heat.
I peer into the grate.
It's like hot. Yeah, yeah.
At the heat.
Hey.
And this like little red hand waves at you, reaching out.
What?
And then you see like you hear the pitter patter of something toddle towards the front of the
mystical spirit.
Make a nature check.
All of us.
You can all make it. I think a cult is a check.
What's
now
the base
in this,
of
isn't
nature?
It, in level up. Is Yakult a check?
No.
What's the base?
Arcana is a check.
I feel like I'm going to ask every time unless I have a rough idea. Like,
I'll start saying the stat as okay. Well.
8.
Right. 8. Wisdom, nature check.
7.
4.
Okay. None of you have any clue if this is a natural animal, and I'm going to get you all to make a... your choice of intelligence, arcana, or intelligence, religion.
Oh boy, minus 1 to both. I get 9.
I'm proficient, so I rolled a d4.
What are you proficient in?
Arcana.
Yeah.
Oh, no, that means you add 3. So your expertise 8. Is the d4.
Okay.
Arcana 19 plus 1.
20.
Wait, is the tick next to an expertise? No, it's not. Cool, no. Yeah. Add 3, 20.
Oh.
You both get 20. And at this point, Hobbs still has no idea, but because it clicks as a non-natural creature, you start to sort of search your brain for other scenarios, and you both realize that this is highly likely to be either a flame spirit of some type, or what seems more likely, an infernal creature from, based on the way it's treating and the look of it, although it's really hard to make out its details because it's like surrounded by fire. Your gut feeling says this is some kind of imp, which is a little demon minion or devil minion.
An imp.
Out of earshot, if possible, I say,
a mystical, noble imp creature. Can you tell me where to find Bilgeway?
Yes, I know my way around this town. I know every gutter, every nook and cranny.
Well, go on. Well,
what's in it for me?
I'll tell you when you tell me.
Dwight? Well,
how about you just, the grate is loose. Pop your blade in and pop the grate off and I can get out. I'll come with you and show you the way.
Well,
I'll look at the other two. I'm like, Hobbs is nodding and Magnificent is...
Dirty... thieving creatures.
Oh, that's a bit mean. He looks okay.
Yeah, he looks fine. I don't know what you're talking about. Now shove the sword in and yank the grate off.
Okay, and the grate pops off and clatters to the ground.
I'm going
to
jump back like 5 feet.
Okay.
What are you? Yes, you were so brave in front of a dragon. Your lies become apparent now.
He's just a little guy. What could he possibly
He's
do?
He's just a little guy. I love that.
I lean down and go, "Hey, little fella, you want to ride on my shoulders? Oh, look at you.
Oh,
you're
no, you
cute.
Don't want to, like, touch and carry these things. They're very, very, you know, hot and spiky.
Oh. Oh, wow.
And they probably can't be trusted, but he might get us to Bilgeway, which is part of the, this is all part of the way to get there.
There's your game.
Oh, my gosh. That's so cool.
Wow.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Ah, thank you for freeing me. Yes!
And it curls out and it says, I am Zazgaraz, destroyer of planes and continents, tyrant of worlds and slayer of kings.
That's a big title for you, little guy.
Pleased to make your acquaintance and pleasure to be of service to you.
Likewise. Well, that's our end of the bargain. Excuse me, I set you free and you will tell me where Bill's way is. This was an agreement.
Yes. I wasn't disagreeing with that part. I was disagreeing the part where you said our deal was over. Our deal is only just beginning. I'm coming with you, remember?
He's gonna show us the way.
Sure, yeah, okay. Yeah. Lead the way to Bilge Way.
By the way, is Puddles with us?
Yeah, Puddles. Puddles, the animal companion.
How does Puddles react to the imp?
Just some heavy breathing.
Oh, great, okay.
Puddles doesn't really care.
Okay, great.
Was he in the box with me, or did he go on a...
He came with us.
He's with you. No, he stayed to protect you.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
He stayed in... Well, yeah. Okay, gotcha.
Mm. Yes, so... I will assume a more incognito form.
And there's a swirling magic shape as its form twists and changes into that of a black raven.
Wow, that's a trick.
I was kind of expecting something else, but that's pretty cool.
Really impressed right now.
I'm like 10 feet back glaring at this thing.
That's pretty cool.
Do another.
Yeah. More.
I've never seen tricks like this. This is real skill and showmanship.
I say pointedly eyeing sideways at the magnificent.
Certainly.
And then it shifts and transforms and shapes into a rat.
Oh! Real magic!
Yes, it's very impressive.
You're just like Marina.
Yes, Zazgaraz has many tricks for fooling mortals.
Now I know two impressive magicians. Marina and
what did you say your name was again?
Very good.
What was your name again?
Zazgaraz. Tyrant of kings.
Can I call you Raz? Raz?
Zazzy. Like Zazzy?
Zazzy?
Zazzy.
Yes, this is a good... now I can add another name to my list of names.
And he clicks his fingers and this woof of like a smell of sulfur. This scroll comes out and he flips it down and at the start in big letters it says Zazgaraz, Tyrant of Nations. But there's like just lists of names. And he goes down the bottom and a quill in his hand and he writes Zazzy next to it. And then it's a comma and scrolls it up and it just disappears. And then he transforms back into a raven and then says,
shall we go? Zazzy, lead the way. Squawk, I shall squawk.
And then his beak points in a direction and nods.
You know, it really inspires someone when they see true magic.
It's a very convincing raven.
But you never thought you'd be seeing amazing things like this when I carried you away from the old ball and chain. A real magician.
I miss my wife. And my kids.
No, don't think about that. Think about Bilge Way. We've got to get new arena for you.
I wonder if she's still alive.
No, your town is a safe, lovely place.
She's pretty old, though.
No, she's not. She's I'm like 40. Old. You're 40!
Oh, no, I was kidding.
How old is it? How long does a bear live?
Stop! Your sadness is troubling.
If you would like to live forever with your wife, I can make such things happen.
Oh, really?
It is a mere sign on a dotted line arrangement.
Oh.
You said you had children, yes?
Yeah.
How many?
Two, I think.
Two children? Yeah. That's the perfect number of souls for you and your wife.
Souls for what?
To live forever with your lovely wife. Oh. That's a good deal.
Yeah, that is a pretty... That's a good deal. What do I have to do?
We'll deal with the paperwork later.
Oh, I'm pretty bad at reading
That's right. Hello.
Wait. Oh, great. No more in a row. This is important. Pops back into imp form. Pulls out paperwork. Checks your ability to read the names. How do you do?
Where's my 20? Where's my D20? Low number being obviously bad result. Oh, it's a 9.
A 9. So you do pretty poorly.
Yeah, I can recognize like certain letters, but not
you don't. You don't do well reading the list of names.
Bilbo.
Washes it
and turns back into a raven. Due to the latest reforms downstairs, we cannot accept illiteracy. A contract doesn't really work when the parties don't understand it. It simply wouldn't be fair.
Oh, so I can't live forever with my family?
Not through my means.
Oh. You've been to the tunnels under the city as well?
Yes!
Who'd have known they existed, right? There's plumbing down there.
Aqueducts.
Tell somebody.
It's crazy.
Yes, I remember convincing the leaders down the path that led to their destruction. The fall of the city. It was a good time. Before I was small.
Is there anyone like walking past that can hear? Actually,
someone walks past at this time, and at the time, and their eyes dart up the alleyway, and then just goes, Bilgeport? Ah, bah. squawk! And their eyes narrow. Squawk! And then they walk off. They mutter, must be one of them talking birds.
Good cover.
Thank you, I've done it for a while. Now! Let's go!
Yes.
Winged feather points outwards. And you head, with no more incidents, down to Bilge Way.
Still like following 10 feet back.
Cool. That's fine.
Yes. Three adventurers set on their way. A magician, a bear, and a handsome rogue.
Oh, thanks.
And someone's following them.
I'm not paying attention to him at all.
I'm like, yes, yeah, so like thoroughly enjoying just poking.
Yeah, but I'm not listening. You are completely drowned out.
Doesn't matter. His own this is my catharsis right now. You shoved me in a box for 3 days.
I like to think you're having this conversation to each other anyway.
I'm not listening to you. I can't hear you.
I'm just enjoying saying these things anyway. I need to.
After a while, picking up what has been going on, the Magnificent starts to hear Rusty's voice right in his ear, repeating everything he says, but from like literally as if he's talking into his ear. In his voice.
Silly weird.
So you're hearing Rusty say it, and then like a second later, like with an irritating delay, the exact same words are being spoken into your ear.
Is there any check I can do to figure out the source of this?
Make an arcana check.
He's absolutely incompetent.
He's absolutely incompetent.
Wisdom or intel?
Intelligence.
17.
You're going to guess it's the newly arrived magic creature with a ability to mimic voices and change voice frequently.
So, Jazzy, where do you come from?
Zazzy,
where do you come from?
Hell.
Oh, is it hot down there?
The seventh circle of the ninth pit.
Oh, that's pretty scary.
No, it's lovely.
Oh.
It's plenty of warmth.
Oh, I would really like it then.
Lots of screaming.
Oh, I don't really like screaming.
Well.
Is it beer?
Yeah, lots of beer. Oh. Heaps of beer.
Oh.
Yes, no orchestras though.
What about, and Hops pulls out his recorder.
Oh yeah, that kind of shit's all good down there. Anyway, we're here.
And you have arrived at a horrible, dirty, like, dockside run where they do a whole bunch of dirty work, offloading, like, fish guts and all the bad parts of stuff that would then go to market. It's a really gross end of port, very busy, very well-trodden. And there is a large tavern just across the way that the Raven is pointing at, and it says,
"There's the Lubber's Hole."
The Lover's Hole.
The Lover's Hole.
Wait, does he still hear my voice in his thing?
He's intermittently not repeating it. When it's not like an insult, he's not repeating it. The imp is repeating the words. Yep.
Oh, it's the imp.
The imp's doing it to annoy him.
Nice.
Well, here we are. Thank you for your help, Zazzy.
You're welcome.
You're very kind. I hope you enjoy your freedom. Don't destroy this world too soon. But good luck with all the other planes and stuff that you're going to destroy and do all the other things too. So, and very good tricks. Well done.
Yes. Well, you sure you don't want me along for the ride?
Do you want a beer? Do you want some mead? Some cider?
You know what? I've taken a liking to you.
Oh, thanks.
Poof. We have business.
Turns into a spider.
Oh.
Who is
can
he
I
with?
Step on it.
Who is he with?
No, because he was on someone. The raven was sitting on someone.
Oh, he sat on my shoulder.
Yeah, so he turns into a spider on Hobbs's shoulder. And then just disappears into Hobbs's fur.
I guess he's along for the ride.
Don't worry, Hobbs. I'll be quiet.
Hobbs is just like T-posing. He's petrified he's going to get bitten.
I'm not going to bite you. I'm not a real spider.
Oh, okay.
I'm your friend.
But I don't know if
Zazzy.
I can...
Zazzy.
But do you want a beer? Because I can't really get it's you a fine. Beer as a spider. Okay.
How fine. Long were you trapped, Zazzy?
Oh, a week.
It's awful, isn't it?
Yes.
I can relate.
Yes, that fucking Stroranin sold me.
Wait, who?
Stroranin.
Who's Stroranin?
That's
the wizard, the old man wizard.
Have you heard of Stroranin?
Yeah, we have his corpse.
Wait, what? I don't understand any of this.
Yeah. So Hops has like a barrel on his back that has been sealed this whole time.
Yeah, it's still on my back.
It's just a sealed barrel Hops has been carrying on his back.
Marina wanted me to keep it safe. It's been pickling in there the whole time.
Wait, you got this barrel from Robinig?
Stroranin.
No, this is Stroranin.
Let me see.
I don't know if you want to see it, dude. It's probably a bit ripe.
What is it? Yeah, go on. Let's see. Pop the lid. Pop the lid.
Let's crack this bad boy.
Let's take a quick look around because I know this is probably going to stink.
Did you get another cool ingredient for your mead?
Can I open it?
You crack the barrel and the first thing you see is a broken like nub of a leg where a foot has been broken off, bobbing up, and then a face is sort of seen under this murky water. It stinks.
God.
Oh, yes, that is Stroranin.
Well, I guess you revenge.
Yeah, fuck you, wizard.
You wizard.
Does it stink?
That's merch, right?
Yes,
put on a shirt.
Yeah, I close the lid as soon as we know it's him.
Does that count as another favor, or?
Well, you didn't kill him, you just bought his body, right?
Oh, we
totally killed him.
Make deception
check. Yeah, go on. You rolled a straight 15.
No, I rolled a 15.
No. He rolled a straight 15.
Oh, he
did. Delicious.
Can you not do that on my shoulder, please?
The spider has a tongue to make that sound. You're actually not hearing the voice from the spider. You're just hearing it like disembodied in the air.
Yes. Okay.
And after that noise, it just goes, your immediate penchant for lying says that I chose well. I can't wait to see what devilish things you get up to.
Wait till you meet Marina.
He's got a point. Anyway.
So, shall you go solve your problem then?
Yeah, I throw the barrel back on my back.
Yes.
Now I've been in a burning furnace for a while, so if you don't mind, I'm going to sit back here. And smoke a whole lot of shit. Enjoy.
Is he my fur?
Yeah.
What, are you going to get high inside Hobbs?
It's a small hot box for a spider.
Please don't burn my fur. I've been naked once.
You'll be fine, Hobbs.
Okay,
now
great.
Shut up and go solve your problems.
Don't have to be mean.
You beautiful bastard.
Oh, okay. Thanks.
I'm so confused by all the people we meet. All right.
Cool. Slam the door open and just stomp in.
Just remember his beautiful bizarre.
So ugly.
He's great. I love him. He so spooky.
Cool.
What do we see?
You open the door and you hear the ruckus of an alchemist lab. No, it's a tavern. I wanted some tavern music. I pressed alchemist lab and it was just bubbling water. All right.
So let me get the tavern triangle music for you. It's the same track I've been listening to for the last
time. Oh, there's a lot of rowdy sailor type folk in here as you enter the tavern, which is, of course, known as the Lubber's Hole. The Lubber's, not Lover's Hole.
The Lubber's Hole.
All right. And you enter in. There's people not a lot around of this drinking. Make perception checks.
19.
14.
Wait, what's 22. The base for perception?
Wisdom.
20.
Hmm. 22 and 20? Yep. Both of you score as you scout the room. You notice that you're looking for some ne'er-do-wells. And the guy that is mopping the floor seems mighty shifty. Not only is he sort of got tattoos all over and he's overly muscular, but he also has a sus-looking monkey.
I'm
the monkey has a bandana and has a dagger in its sheath.
That monkey.
Oh my god, he's actually there with a monkey.
Now, Puddle, I want you to be subtle, but they look suspicious. Why don't you go investigate the monkey?
And I nudge a fat pug under the table towards this thing.
I like to think you have to, like, push it, like, all the way across.
There's a momentary animal scuffle. Roll a d20. Beat 15.
13.
And after a while, a monkey manages to get on top of Puddle and is pulling Puddle's ears, and Puddle's eyes are bulging out of his head.
No, Puddles!
And I run forward and I punch the monkey off of my pug. I'm like, control your little beast, won't you?
As soon as you start to stride across the room angrily, you don't even need to punch the monkey. The monkey jumps off and goes, ah! And screeches at you.
A swing and a miss. I look at the person whose pet monkey it is.
Mm-hmm.
Why don't you control your beast's temperament, hey?
Yeah.
My monkey was just sitting on my fucking broom, mate, and you sent a funny little dog over. What was I supposed to do?
What do you mean, sent? He wandered of his own accord to say hello.
Where's his leash, then?
He's a well-trained,
friendly... Smacks his mop into the wall, and it says, leashes area. No dogs off leash.
Does the monkey have a leash?
There's this, and then he smacks a sign underneath that says, monkeys are fine without leashes. There's a sign immediately underneath. You were in the tavern talking to a pirate whose accent I already forgot. I think it was Australian.
That should be pretty easy to do.
What was the...
I'm Australian. And I've got a dog.
What was the... What was the instruction from Urina when we get to the Lubber's Hole?
To find someone who knows where the sap is being smuggled.
My gosh. Are you a pirate?
Yes. And he slaps his broom onto a third sign and it just says pirate bar.
Oh my gosh, that's so cool.
Wait, this whole pirate's, this whole bar's a pirate bar?
I thought it was a lover's bar.
Isn't pirating illegal?
Yes.
And you're just pirates out in the open?
Well, you see, there are many different types of pirates. My type of pirating is very illegal.
Gives you a wink.
And I'll kill you if you tell anyone. But over there, that one over there, he does chalk etchings of other people's art. He doesn't sell them, but he takes them. That's and the artist claims that they're losing profit.
That's pretty bad. That's pretty diabolical.
That one over there?
Yeah.
He stands outside taverns and puts his ear to the window, listening to the musicians play their songs, but he doesn't pay a penny.
Whoa. There's some
aren't you worried you'll all be shut down?
Oh, no. All the coppers around here are on the pay.
Everyone's aware of this piracy and they just tolerate it?
Yes.
They have a system, clearly.
The town is called Slyport. It's not called Up and Above Boardport.
Amazing. I should try this piracy thing one day.
Yes.
I never thought to not go in the tavern to listen to the music.
And you don't have to pay them that way.
Yeah.
Mm.
It's brilliant.
This is brilliant. A drink! For the advice. I just want a fucking drink. And I walk away.
Okay.
Here, let me get you a drink too. I say so cheerfully over to the Magnificent. And I walk to the bar and get five drinks and a very small cup.
Like a baby chinger.
Yeah. And make sure that that is like, and I put one on your shoulder, the little baby chino on your shoulder. I give you a drink. I give our new friend a drink. And I reach out and swing the Magnificent's drink into my mouth like,
ah, that was good, thank me. And now mine. And I gotta drink my drink.
Very good. The Magnificent, I don't think, really cares. But it's
Rusty
fine.
Is
I
enjoying
care.
Every I second care. Of it.
And you sit and you drink and you hang out and you drink some more. And does any of you at any point try and follow any leads?
Yeah, I'll start a conversation.
Okay. With anyone in particular?
The Aussie pirate.
Yes.
We're looking for some sap.
You need to do nothing but hold up a mirror. He's right there. He says he does magic drinks.
Rusty's been drinking for two, so he's a bit drunk.
That was funny.
You'll have to excuse him. The alcohol's rotted his brain.
Good.
But at least I have the brains for the two of us. And
my ears, they're mighty clogged.
I have just the thing. Can I go up to him and look in his ears?
Yes.
Cool. What do I see? Do I need a proper perception?
You can clearly see there's nothing blocking
like
his ears.
Like literally nothing.
And he's fine. And being a magician, this is a really
cast
good
a
opportunity,
spell.
Man.
Cast a spell.
This is such a good opportunity.
Cast a spell.
Rob.
Throw a spell. Yeah, sure. Do a trick.
Please, hold out your hand.
He holds out his hand.
And I'm going to reach around to my cloak.
Yeah.
And pull off a single star patch.
Oh, that's not what I was referring
no,
to.
No.
I meant the
coin
out of
the
ear.
Oh, wow, I completely misinterpreted that.
I'm
going to keep going. Yeah, I'm going to keep mistaken.
You coin out of a magician. That was a bloody obvious one right there.
Is the gift
coin behind
of the gods.
I didn't even know the basic tricks.
Oh, that's a pretty hard miss there. Speaking
okay.
of miss, I'd say.
So this is literally leaving this up to chance. I can't believe you missed that.
Yeah, I don't know what you're getting on, man.
Okay.
I was going to cast Prestidigitation to clean his ears.
I was hoping you were going to pull a coin from behind his
yeah.
ear.
No, because that means I have to give him the coin.
I mean, yeah, that is how bribery works.
I'm not going to bribe the fucker.
I'm just going to cast a spell on him instead and see what happens.
Right. Is there a lid on that?
No, there is not.
Is there a lid somewhere?
No, I don't.
No, it's long been. Oh, it's long vanished. Okay. I'm just trying to find the table of...
Yep.
The items.
You D100.
Yeah.
Yep.
It's got the list of items.
Can I put some preamble into it before you tell us what it is?
Can you start giving the preamble now?
That's fine. I can do that.
To find
no. This gift that I am to give you is truly your heart's greatest desire. I will lay it in your hand, and when you're ready to receive it, simply crush it, and your greatest desire on this earth will be brought forthwith.
I am so excited right now. This is always
If we end up
fun.
Hairless again, I'm walking, I'm done.
Everyone in the bar.
The monkeys are
hairless pirates, yep.
Oh, that's how the alphabet works.
Did you sing
I
Tingle
had to sing
Tingle
it in my head.
Start?
All right.
Okay.
Would you like to roll the D100?
Yeah.
Yeah.
As you crush the patch.
No. He crushes
wow.
it.
Wow, okay, yeah. sure.
55.
85?
55. Please, no, please, not the hair, please. Please.
Wait, I just want to preface. I've said this very loudly because
yes.
I'm a showman. So I want everyone in the room to hear what I've just said. before he crushes it.
I'm going to roll a destiny dice to see how he responds as an aid.
Oh, gosh.
The patch explodes, and in his hand, a peg leg appears.
No way. That's no way he rolled a 55 and this is a peg leg.
52 to 55, a prosthetic leg or foot.
It's so good.
Why would you think I'd want a peg leg?
This is not me. This is your greatest desire. What comes forth is from your own mind.
That's kind of impressive. Isn't this a pirate thing?
Isn't that kind of a little insensitive?
Me dad was peg leg me. And all I ever wanted was his damn approval. But...
And then he goes, gesturing to the wall of many signs, and there's a peg leg on a plinth, and there's an empty plinth, and he says,
but my dad, when he was taken by the Kraken, only one of his peg legs ever got back to us. And this is the spitting image of his double.
And he walks over and he places the second peg leg on an empty plinth. And it says, I'll miss you, Dar, on the plinth above it. And it's got some like drawings of wanted posters that have been cut out and made into a collage of piracy.
Can I go up and like, as he's doing it, and just like pat him on the back and be like, I'm sure he's very proud of you.
I'll tell you what you need to know.
Hops kind of looks at his theoretical watch if he was wearing.
There's a group who's smuggling what you want. They're down by the docks. Second warehouse.
Thank you.
But they won't fancy you going and taking it.
Ah. Do you think they'd be open to trade?
You got a lot of money.
Given what's just happened, I don't trade with money, as you might be aware.
You can give it a try, but I think they're going to stab you.
It wouldn't be the first time.
Do it. For your sake, I hope it's not the last time you're stabbed. Get out of here. Before you make me monkey lose his composure.
All right.
And the monkey starts just going... Cool. Wait. And everyone in the bar is raising a drink to the, like, shrine.
Wow.
To the peg leg dad.
To peg leg Pete.
We're walking out and I'm like, wait, did you actually just
make a useful contribution?
I did nothing. It was all him.
That was really impressive.
Yeah, that was pretty impressive.
Good work.
I didn't do anything.
No, that was really impressive. Yeah. Good magic trick.
It was a pretty good trick.
Wait, is this guy a fucking magician or a wizard? That was really magical what happened in there.
He's a magician.
I am an entertainer.
Maybe you are special after all. Maybe you could be the greatest in the world.
I already am.
He makes a really good offer.
Anyway,
off we go.
On we go.
Off with
Oh, look at you two getting along.
I like that we said the opposite thing, but not the opposite thing.
I know, and I love that, like, Rusty is clearly vying for party leader here, having been, you know, missing. And we both say the leader thing in the opposite way. I love that.
Off we go.
All right, so you head directly there. You gonna case the drone, or are you just gonna like walk straight up?
Hops hands something to the Magnificent, goes, "Might need this," and drops a potion of invisibility into your hand.
I take the potion of invisibility.
Cool. Can you just cast invisibility on yourself?
Mm.
Ah, okay. All right. So you head on down that laneway and walk past the docks and the ships until you see a dingy-looking warehouse building. With some signs sort of saying, keep out, no trespassing.
I definitely want a case the joint, yeah.
Okay, make an investigation check as you quietly move around the outside.
Do, 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 do. This is probably not the right character to be doing this. Insight, was
Intelligence
it?
Intelligence. Investigation.
Investigation. Minus one, 10.
There It is built into sort of the...
Does the imp do it? Ask him to help me.
He's
buddy.
Sounds like he's smoking something.
Okay,
It does appear, so it's sort of like a dock level, and then obviously the stone of the city. The dock is built down off the sort of city wall, and this warehouse is built into the wall. So your case in the joint goes from sort of one corner of the front to the other corner of the front before you put your bare hands on your bare hips, look left and right, and realize that this entrance is just built into stone and there's no going around it. There's no back entrance that you know of. It's just a facade on the front of some stonework.
Hops like dusts his hand and goes, well, job done.
I'm so confused right now.
This is it. This is the building.
But it's blocked.
You can go in the front door.
Yeah, there's a door. It's the only door.
It's just you can't go around the building. It's like built into stone. It's like a stone wall and then a front entrance.
Oh.
Yeah.
Great. Well done.
Thanks.
Do we knock?
Do we knock? Do we knock? Get a load of this guy. And I just march forward and slam the door
open. I'm going to cast Mage Armor.
Okay, you cast Mage Armor. You kick the door open. And you are confronted with a scene of the front of what looks like an administrative part of a warehouse. It's a little desk. There's paperwork everywhere. And up the front, a hulking-looking beast creature looks up at you with a wet nose and rounded ears.
And I sort of lean backwards to the Magnificent and say, now the key to being taken seriously is to be confident and storm in and act like you know what you want. And I walk forwards to this person, thing.
Mm-hmm.
We're looking for the... Well, what was it? It was the oil of the... It was
sap of the elder tree.
Sap of the elder tree. Well, on behalf of my lord... Where shall I find it?
And its eyes are pointing in slightly different directions, and it sort of turns its head back to the warehouse, howls something in a weird guttural language you don't know about.
Zazzy, what did he say?
Been too long.
Does he? Does he?
No, he's super high right now.
Wait. Oh. I accidentally transform back into a bird. I'm going to become a spider because I don't have any fucking ears and you might leave me alone for a while.
Oh, but wait. Oh.
And the imp transforms back into a spider with no ears and now can't hear you.
Great.
Cool.
Anyway, where is it? In common tongue, please, if you will.
And it draws a scimitar from its waist. Roll initiative.
Yay!
Oh, no.
Is it plus dex?
Initiative, yes.
Yeah. So nat 15.
20.
Plus wow.
Nice.
2.
Okay. Magnificent. You see it draw its weapon aggressively.
I cast sleep.
Roll the dice.
9.
You with sleep, you just roll a number of hit dice equal to its health based on the spell. I think it starts at 66. Maybe 68.
It was one page back. 2 pages back.
I don't know if it has changed in level up 5e.
I think so. Says
target 4d10 hit points worth of creatures.
There you go. So you just roll 4d10.
7, 8, 1, 7.
Okay, so
16 plus 7.
Yeah,
it's like 24 or something, somewhere in that range. I forgot the numbers after you started saying them.
Yeah.
It pulls the sword and then just collapses on the desk, and the sword clatters to the ground, and it starts snoring.
I pick up the sword, like, and, like, tuck it into my backpack.
What?
Well, that was incredibly unhelpful.
Is there... Must you said, like, a clerk area of a warehouse. Is there a desk or something?
He was at the desk.
There's no one else in the room?
No. But you don't. It's like an open warehouse. You can kind of just walk around the front bit, and then you're straight in.
All right. Do they follow the Dewey Decimal System? I mumble as I like walk around looking at the shelves.
Make an investigation check.
Can I do a big sniff?
Should we finish that
Make
thing
a
off?
Check.
Can I?
Why would we do that? You've eliminated the problem. Well done.
This, or is that from last time? Can I use it?
Sure.
How do I use it?
What is this investigation?
Yep. Make a intelligence investigation. Jen's making wisdom perception with expertise. So you get a d4 as well because you're sniffing.
16.
Nine. What were you rolling?
Perception.
And you got a 9. You find nothing on the shelves of absolute interest. You don't smell anything except for the smell of, sweaty workers. And looking around, the Magnificent sees that if you just turn the corner, you'll be in a warehouse full of crates and boxes. Although there is someone walking up the corridor towards you. Or walking up the warehouse towards you.
Do I have the jump on him?
He can see you, so no.
So he's already seen me?
Yeah, he was coming to the front entrance. He's aware of you all.
Okay.
So we'll just pick up initiative order from...
Yep.
Yep.
Rusty. Rusty.
Huh.
Same initiative order?
Yeah. We're picking up from you.
Are they looking, like, combative as they come towards us?
They have a blade out. And a dagger in the other hand.
No, we're just looking for the sap of... What was it again?
The sap of the elder tree.
Sap of the elder tree.
14.
What's a 14?
What?
Why'd you roll a 14?
Initiative.
Oh, no, we're continuing from the previous initiative track. Yeah.
Do you want to stop recording?
We'll be done in about 2 seconds. Look, we have a warehouse.
Okay.
Yay.
And we have our adventurers. Where are our adventurers?
I put them in the before.
You're looking at that shelf, you're at the entrance, and the magnificent is standing here. Aha! This man is walking up the corridor towards you.
Is this man randomly drinking there? Or?
No, he can go.
My brain doesn't like that. There you go. That's better.
The table can go too with that guy on it.
No one.
Okay. In fact, just for you.
Thank you. Yay.
All right.
All right.
What do you do? It's your turn.
All right. I load my bow and just start pulling back as he... I'm like, hold there. Does he hold?
Make an intimidation check.
Okay. Oh, that would be what intimidation?
You could use strength if you want because you're threatening with a weapon.
Okay. No. 17.
That's pretty good.
It's pretty good.
Make a check for him. He pauses in his walk and looks up and he says,
"What are you here for? We've already killed your friend for questioning us.
Fuck.
Now choose your words wisely."
Mother
of Helm. Oh, sweet mercy. Oh, God.
We can bring him back.
God. Oh,
if
wow. This is truly the worst day
you
of my life.
Show us where to find the sap of the elder tree.
What? The sap of the elder tree? Oh, my gosh. The sap of the elder tree. Oh, this is the worst. This is patently the worst day of my life.
I can't believe
it's my third day on the job. And you've gone and done it. You've come in here, and you've drawn a bow, and you've killed my friend, and he was a gnoll. He wasn't my friend, but and now you ask me for the sap of the elder tree.
Yes, sap of the elder tree.
Oh God! Oh, far out! Oh, Helm, protect! Oh,
lead the way.
Oh no! Oh gosh! Oh,
what is wrong with all the people in this town?
My mother. My sweet, I long only for the embrace, the comfort of...
I release a warning shot that is aimed beside his feet just to keep him in line.
Can I?
It hits. Oh, gosh. Oh, my goodness. The splinters of wood.
And
the space. My life between my eyes. My life before my eyes. Oh, goodness. Oh, you are...
Keep it together.
Wait.
Zap of the elder
tree.
Are you
the...
Are you the red crimson. Was the Crimson Crusader?
He sure is.
Well, you've heard of me?
I thought you were a hero, not a scoundrel.
I am. I'm saving the kingdom.
What from?
That's none of your business. Secret information.
Wow, they do say never meet your heroes. This has doubled down on the worst night of my life.
What are you talking about? I mean, he's coming here
to steal the sap.
To utilize the sap to save the kingdom.
That's genuine.
Buddy, do you need a hug? Do you need a hug? Do you need a bear hug? I can give really good hugs.
He gives really
I'm
going to
be
hugs.
Honest. If you've just killed my friend, your comfort is...
Can I just start opening crates?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm just going to start opening crates at random.
Your friend's not actually dead. He's just gone for a nap. He's okay.
Oh.
Yeah, do you want a hug?
Oh, check his pulse.
Make a persuasion check.
Six?
I feel like you're standing up at full height.
Yeah, you're at full height. Bear claws out. And you're like, I'll actually pass them out. How about this? You can just rob this place and I'll leave out the back entrance.
Oh,
can you tell us where the sap of the elder tree is?
The sap of the elder tree? Oh, yeah, sure. And he opens a crate nearby and he says, it's expensive stuff. It goes for about 300 gold a bottle. We only got one shipment in, and he pulls it out and he opens this thing and it looks like this, like almost like a perfume bottle. And on the front, it's branded and it says sap of the elder tree, like cast into the glass. And he's just like, what do you want? And he reads the bottom of the label. He's like, what do you want moisturizer for?
Hero's business. You wouldn't understand.
All right. Well, I'll leave it here.
Where else is where is the other expensive stuff?
Well, you really are robbing the place,
aren't
you?
You've given us permission, so it's not really robbing.
Under duress, a threat of my life. I wouldn't call it permission. Also, it's not my belongings. I just work here. so even if I said you could take it...
What's your name?
My name?
Yes,
I'm worried now. If I tell you my name, you'll get me in trouble.
No, I was actually going to leave your positive review.
They call me Raymond Hildum.
Well, Raymond, third day on the job, you've handled this situation extremely well.
Yes,
fantastic.
The Crimson Crusader will leave a good note to your employer. And thank you. Goodbye.
All right. I'm going to tell everyone he's a goddamn scoundrel, that Crimson Crusader. Really ruined... And he's, like, traipsing up some stairs. He's like, really ruined my perception of him.
Did I find anything interesting in the other crates?
You find a lot of beauty products. Women's goods and services, perfumes, moisturizers, soaps, things like that.
I am vain enough to keep them.
Some of it. Yeah, some expensive-looking stuff. Okay. Yeah. You continue.
I go pick up the sap of the.
Okay, you pick up the sap of the elder tree.
Does that mean I can add assorted beauty supplies to my inventory?
Yeah, and you could. They're worth 200 gold.
Ooh, that's more than I have.
This is like luxury goods. You have to find a place to sell them. It's not just 200 gold currency.
Yeah.
Hmm?
I look for some. I think I'm feeling too guilty after this guy walks away. I'm like, I'm not going to steal stuff. I was just. Playing with the idea.
Hop starts going through stuff.
Sap of the elder tree. Here it is.
Oh, actually, Hop also nudges the spider on his shoulder.
No.
Okay, I'm saying you're missing out on free stuff then?
It's just he's out of it.
Yeah, Hop starts right through the boxes.
He's baked. He's out of the world. He's on that sulfur. Sulfur.
Just out of character, did you just need a way to quiet this NPC?
He can't hear you. He's a spider and you don't know where he is.
Okay.
Because he's actually hidden.
It's now morning,
he's
by the way.
Hidden in your fur.
Okay, that's fine.
And he's not moving.
That's fine.
That one's on. Turned off.
You raid a bunch of boxes. Great. Are you stealing things?
Yeah, heck yeah.
Okay.
He gave me permission.
Yeah, I load my bags up.
You steal 330 gold worth of stuff between you. So Hops gets another 130 gold worth of stuff.
Great.
And then do you leave?
We got what we came
for. 20 minutes passes.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yep.
Sap of the elder tree.
Do we leave evidence?
Oh.
Huh?
Yes. And I like grab a bunch of some of this stuff and like spread it on the ground and like rub it on the hands of the gnoll.
Mm-hmm.
Like tuck it into his pocket.
Crudely put on a stick.
Yeah. Kick a few crates over, like as if they're from his direction.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, that'll about do it.
Cool. And then you head on out.
Shame that gnolls have such a bad reputation.
And do you start heading back towards the tavern?
Yes.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
You start walking, and as you head up out of Bilgeway and onto the main sort of the stone area above where there's a little town center, you see a small crowd of people all in a circle. You can walk past, or you can see what they're on about for a second.
Perception.
You just spend. You don't need to roll for this. No. You just get close enough as you walk past and sort of lean an ear over, and you hear that. Yeah, that's right. What I said. The Crimson Crusader himself robbed us blind in the middle of the night. I saw it from my own eyes, just right down there. Oi! There he is. He's over there.
Oh no!
And a whole bunch of people just turn around. They're like, "Boo, thief!"
Now listen here.
Aren't you all thieves? Isn't this a town of thievery?
But there's a code. You don't thief from the thieves, all right?
Who came up with that rule? It's a stupid rule.
The thieves. You got sick of being thieved
pretty
from.
Stupid.
We've got to have a code, you know. Anyway, Oi, you with the rotten tomatoes. Get him. Start throwing tomatoes at him.
Run.
Joke's on you. It would just make me more crimson. I say, walking away nonchalantly.
And you all just leave that part of town.
I'm going to shit anyway.
And shortly after, you make your way back to the Silent Coin and you head inside the familiar tavern. Now inside, I'm going to get you all to make a perception check.
17.
12? Yeah, 12.
Oh, 18.
7.
So, the Magnificent, as you're walking in, your eyes, you look in the windows first as you're like walking up. The other two are too busy doing other stuff. You look in the windows first and you see a blue-skinned woman with long hair poised up at the bar, curling a finger through her hair with a drink in her hand talking to someone. And then as the door starts to open...
Wait, before that, if I see her through the window,
mm.
can I be like, wait, who has the sap?
Me.
Hops.
Hops. I've gone and made a terrible mistake with this whole box, and I'd really like to make it up to Rusty and Mirena. I think it would be best if I performed the ritual to return her. May I have the sap?
Yeah, here you go, buddy.
Thank you.
Mm.
Yep.
Cool.
Is this a deceptive thing he's doing that he should roll for if I can perceive it?
It is fairly out of character. I'll let you roll off against each other. So deception versus
Hops
perception.
Is gullible AF, perception so.
Right,
versus
what
charisma
is
deception.
Okay.
Deception. Twelve.
Nine.
So you got wisdom perception versus... Mm. Yep. You believe him.
Cool.
Perhaps, not so
and
bad,
as you head inside, there's a little momentary kerfuffle and you try and open the door for a second, but it seems like there's a little bit of resistance. And then you push the door open and you hear the snapping of a twig and you look down and it looks like there was a weird freshly grown little bit of like sapling out of the wood timber of the ground that just wedged the door a little bit, just a convenient amount. And when you burst inside the room, Mirena is obviously nowhere to be found. But only the Magnificent's keen perception notes that there is a half-drunk beer alone on the bar.
Oh, it's good to be home.
Where is Mirena?
You don't... It's in the box, as far as you know.
Which is open and empty?
No, the box is in the room where you left it.
What was the twig thing about, sorry?
Don't worry about it.
Oh.
Let it sweep over your brain.
Oh, was it in a different room?
No, you're in the front entrance of the tavern. There's something magical stopped the door opening quickly, but now you're in the tavern.
Is our friend still on my shoulder?
You don't know. You haven't heard
from him. Okay, so I get down on all fours and do like a big bear shake to try and see if the spider will now fling off of me.
Okay. A spider flings off you and lands on the wall.
Can I roll to see if I figured this out?
Make an intelligence roll.
Cool.
I'm like, oh, sorry, buddy.
6.
You have no idea.
Damn it. But I've seen her.
You think you saw her. You saw a blue woman.
Oh, so sorry, buddy, but end of the line.
Well, how's the ritual? What's What's going on then?
I approach the box.
Okay, so you head into the room towards the box.
You
approach the box.
I'm going to circle around the box and inspect it.
Oh, he's, okay. He's a magician after all.
Is anything out of place?
Make an investigation check.
What's that based in?
Intelligence.
Plus 10.
Oh my god, I actually need to check. I need to check Mirena's character sheet.
Oh shit. Oh no, the illusion!
The illusion!
Now no! That's a magic trick!
Yeah. Oh my god.
I can open the library.
Open my interdimensional portal.
Yeah, I've got a portable hole behind me.
That's amazing.
That's kind of cool.
It does look very cool.
What did you roll?
10.
It's an... Mirena has... I rolled a 7. Mirena has plus 2 with expertise.
Oh, see. Roll an extra die.
So it's a d4. I got... 1.
Who wins on a tie?
I think re-roll. It's the perceiver. The perceiver wins.
Me? Okay, so what do I see?
You see, not anything in terms of how the box works, but you see that there's a few slops of like mess and food and crumb like leading towards the box and a little tuft of hair and fungus. Like it just looks like something has clearly gone back and forth from the box all day.
Can I please open the sap, and I would like to pour into it and mix into it. Oh no, it's not a. Oh, it's a scroll, not a potion, bastard! Damn it, that doesn't work.
Pour it on the scroll.
Pour it on the scroll. That's not gonna work. I'm assuming I can't enchant a potion with a scroll, because it would just enchant the potion.
Yeah, it would enchant the potion. Yeah,
not the liquid. Yeah. Yeah. Okay. Damn it. I don't want to let it get the better of me.
You're pretty suspicious now.
I'm very suspicious.
She wanted to
support. I love that you are the only one that made the perception roll as well.
Yeah.
She wanted support on the box, is that correct?
No, she said you have to return.
Oh.
And I guess I won't make say yourselves anything. Known because none of you have said anything.
Yeah.
Mirena! We have returned with the sap.
In the best disembodied voice.
You gotta move the box. Make sure you move
it. In the best disembodied voice.
Elves, darlings. Heroes. I must perform the ritual. Who would give themselves for me?
I'm gonna whip my pants.
Wow. Hi. I give myself unto the ritual to return you.
Oh, magnificent. Truly, darling, you are magnificent. Step into the box.
Don't know why.
I step into the box.
It's rare that podcast listeners really miss out, but this is, I think this is it. Yeah.
Make sure you leave the sap outside, for I will need it to save your life and be a true hero.
Very well. And I move to put the potion of sap on a table, but I'm going to place it on the very edge of the table so that intentionally it falls.
Okay. I have some bad news for you. It falls. And the glass cracks, but it doesn't break because it's like a sturdy perfume bottle.
I cough and then stomp on it.
That's not hidden. That's an obvious.
You guys can see him doing this. Do you want to let him do this?
I just assume it's a spell.
Yeah. Please, stay back. This is complicated
magic. No, you're sabotaging this. Mirena, what's going on? Are you in there? Can you hear me?
So no one's getting in the... Do you? You're not swapping? Okay. Nurina doesn't reply.
Weren't you going to sacrifice yourself?
So wait, what happened when I stomped on it?
Nothing.
It didn't break?
It broke. It now breaks and you smash it.
Now I get it. Now I get in the box.
Now you get in the box.
Yeah.
Okay, and do you activate it to swap it around?
Sure.
And Murina appears again and comes out of the box.
Ooh. Oh, darlings, now where is the sap? I must save the magnificent and be a hero.
Pops points to the ground.
Who did that?
The magnificent.
It was an accident.
That's the spell, isn't it?
Grandest apologies, truly was an accident.
He said he would perform the ritual.
Yeah.
Oh.
I stumbled getting back out of the box to put it on the table.
So it was an accident, and you all agree with that?
I didn't.
Wait, hang on. Is the Magnificent now stuck in the box?
Yes. Did he break that on purpose?
I
fail to see the problem. The Magnificent is trapped in the box.
Rusty, dear, answer the question. Did he stomp on the world-saving...
And trapped himself in a box?
Yes, he did.
Good news. I failed to understand the problem.
Yes.
I understand you want to do a good deed, but we can find another one for you.
You're right, I do.
And she strokes the box, and the Magnificent, your eyes bulge slightly as you hear the sounds of, like, wood creaking and groaning and knotting.
Good, yes. Hmm. Well, the little fucker can teleport around anyway, so I'm not too worried about him getting out of there. But I've ruined his toy, at least.
Wait, so he's not trapped?
Oh, he's not. He can teleport.
No, goddammit. I'm going to go have a drink. It's good to have you back, Murina.
Yes. Can you help me with something, dear?
What's that?
And she leans in and whispers into your ear. I'm going to just...
Hops takes a big step back.
Turn the mics off or something.
What, so everyone's...
I don't know how to tell you something so Rob can't hear.
Okay.
La! Yeah, okay.
Don't say la!
All right, we're good.
Would that be all right, darling?
Of course. Let us go about our business.
What? There's a little bit of jostling and movement that you can feel as the box is being transported. And at this point, you're quite sure you're in the box.
What's going on?
Don't worry. We're just beginning tonight's festivities.
We're releasing the Magnificent and freeing him, darling.
Oh, good. Great.
Could you be a dear and fetch us all a round of drinks?
Uh-huh.
Thank you.
Hops takes a step out of the room and goes and tries to find the imp.
Okay. There's jostling and bustling. And then there's a big thunk and you definitely feel yourself go horizontal.
Cool.
And it's in?
Yep.
I've kicked the box into the fireplace.
Yep. I think and that you about sort of
start
it.
To notice it starts to get very hot very quickly.
Yeah.
I sit down with two mugs of ale.
Murina sits down.
Do I find my imp friend?
You threw him away and said we're done with him.
I just said that that's the end of the road.
Your journey ends here and then you threw him off.
Yeah, it's the end of the road. Like, as in, we're stopping. I didn't, like, say get lost or anything.
You don't see him. You shook him off you like a bear and then said end of the road and walked off.
I just want him to be my friend. That's fine. I like
okay, Magnificent.
I cast Prestidigitation to snuff the flame.
It is not powerful enough to snuff the flame.
What do you mean?
You're in like a fireplace. Prestidigitation is like a one foot area. The Prestidigitation will not put out a fire.
It doesn't say a size on it. It just says light or snuff a flame.
It's not how it works. Yeah, you can't snuff a flame like of any size. Candle. It's a candle. Prestidigitation is a cantrip, which means it's bound by the rules of cantrips a week. It's not putting out a full-on like fireplace in a tavern.
Can I go order my drink?
It's getting hotter. You can smell a lot of smoke.
Can I? Do I start to smell smoke as well?
And everyone in the tavern's looking over there at why there's a big wooden box the size of a person shoved into the fireplace.
I grab my drinks and I turn to the bartender and I say, oh, I think I need to have a conversation about fire safety.
I lean over to Hobbs. It
wouldn't be a bear who would have such a conversation about fire safety.
The bartender now, Maria.
What? That was Mirena.
Oh, no, I'm grabbing my drinks.
Mirena's with you, though. No. It's a very small tavern.
I just love to go grab drinks.
Look how big the tavern is, my friend.
Yeah, but I'm grabbing...
You are grabbing drinks, and you're 2 meters away from Mirena.
Oh, no, I lean over the bar and say to the barsman, I need to talk to you about fire safety.
Okay. The bartender.
Oh, what's that?
Hop's eyes, like, dart over to the room where the smoke is now coming.
Oh, it's... What are you talking about? It's just one of the wizard's new tricks, isn't it? That's his magic box. He'll be out of there in a jiffy and we'll all be clapping.
I walk over to Hops and put my arm around him and say, trust me, this way. And I grab, help you carry drinks.
Okay, Hops,
I'm like, take a seat.
It's one of his shows, it is.
If there's anything...
Is Rob, like, searching for ways to get out of this situation?
I don't really like the daredevil stuff. I wasn't a big
Can't you just cast a Chris Angel fan? 30 foot?
Listen, Hops, if there's anything I know about this pain in the ass, we're not getting rid of him anytime soon. So that tells me we're about to actually see a pretty cool magic trick.
And I sit back and start sipping, watching the fire.
Hops is drinking as well, but like he's shaking.
Now this is where he either burns alive or actually is scared. Now there's proper stakes in this magic trick. I am so excited right now.
Good Lord.
Dave, sorry. If I send you a message, can you confirm if this is okay?
Yes, he says.
Do you want to drop your green screen a bit more?
Yes, I can.
Which, do you want me to send it to the tabletop I'm on this lockdown laptop or your Discord on your phone?
Just send me on my phone. Can I have the player's handbook?
Yeah.
I feel like this music is probably more suited.
Someone just start, the bar just starts going a bit crazy.
Let's see what happens next.
Sorry.
Can you pass me the book? This is the big finale.
Could he actually die in this situation?
He's fine. He can get out of it.
But will Rob get out
of it? Yeah.
That's the question.
He'll be fine. He'll be fine.
I sent you a message.
Oh, you can totally do that.
Done.
But... Just before you do that, I just have to check something too.
The suspense is killing me.
I hope the suspense is killing you.
Hobbs, the flames are climbing.
Hobbs is fucking terrified.
Trust me. The nerves are just make the payoff more exciting.
I heard about this magician once. He could, like, levitate on one foot, and he, like, put himself in a tank and tried to get out.
Wait, levitate on one foot, meaning he wasn't levitating on the other.
Maybe that was the trick all along. Oh.
Are you saying he stood on one leg and that was the trick?
Yeah. It was spooky. Hops is super colourful when
Hatfield. Is this the David Blaine teleport?
Yeah.
Oh, sorry, the David Blaine teleport. Oh, the Chris Angel
levitate. You levitate. Yeah.
I know how to do that.
What's that?
You push your
toes up.
You push one toe up and you lift the other foot, but you stand on an angle so that it's like...
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Scary stuff, man.
I cannot for the freaking life of me tell you...
What?
I found it. I found what I need.
Oh, God. I feel like this is me trying to get out of every, like, dodgy situation by looking through the rule book, and Dave, with his exhaustive D&D knowledge, being like,
It's because the thing, this is level up 5e, and it's different to what I'm used to. So there's, like, different spells and different...
Yeah.
But I'm pretty sure you're good.
Okay.
I'm just going to check for... Two quick things I need to check. I'm almost there.
Wow, that thing is taking a while to burn, eh?
It's hardwood, I mean, that's part of the benefit, really. It smells very nice. Yeah. Ooky.
Yeah.
An ooky smell. Mm. Mm.
Sip.
See any good movies lately?
You are safe.
What?
Great.
Because I was just double checking the spells, and there was a spell that Murina was going to cast, but Murina can't learn the spell, so you're fine.
Ah, okay.
Yes, Murina was going to be like, I don't want to hear any nonsense from over there, and cast silence on the area, which of course removes the ability to say the verbal component of spells, which basically shuts down spell casting.
That would be shit.
Yeah, anyway.
But she can't do that.
No.
She's been pretty evil right now.
She doesn't care. He just ruined the whole thing that she had sent you on the quest for out of spite.
Yeah,
she and played
you
us.
You two let him stomp the prize into
let
the ground.
Him. Yeah. She played us.
You didn't stop him.
I didn't know.
Didn't quite know what was going on.
I just assumed he was doing his magic shit.
What, grabbing the bottle that Murina asked for?
He said it was doing the ritual.
It's fine. He lied to you. He lied.
Yeah.
All right. What happens?
Now watching him burn.
I can stay in here forever.
And then after like 10 seconds, you start to hear the sounds of screaming and like burning.
It burns!
This is wonderful. This is the best trick he's ever done. Yes.
I suddenly find myself actually a little... concerned.
Yeah, do you want me to? I can get him. I might be able to.
Maybe we should open it up.
Okay. Yeah. Hops stands up.
No, darling.
He sounds like he's in pain. I thought he was.
Hops pushes past and grabs the box. Marina can't stop me.
You drag the box out. It's really light. It's just like wood. And
I would like to walk up at this point with a beer.
Okay.
Hops, hold on. Hops picks it up.
It's covered in flames! I shout at the bartender, maybe we should have had that talk about fire safety!
Shaking embers around.
Yeah, just the pips it.
I would like to walk up to the group with a beer.
You walk up to the group with a beer?
No, I walk up from behind you with a beer.
We're like trying to put out the box.
And wait! The Magnificent wanders up.
Magnificent, are you in there? Are you okay?
I told you, idiots, he could teleport. I literally said it just before.
Can we see him? We've turned around.
He just walked around with two... He's got a beer. He just walked up behind me.
Like nothing's happened. I'm going to also pass...
Have we put the fire out? Is it like...
Yeah, you may. Okay. I rolled a thing.
You I'm also going to pass Murina some of my fancy beauty supplies, namely a moisturizer.
Are we just not going to...
All right, a trick's a good trick if it's a bloody good trick. Okay, know what? I'll let you have that one.
And I take my drink and actually hold it up to cheers.
I'm going to curse you.
I want to hand her some of my beauty supplies, namely a moisturizer.
Okay.
Yeah.
She looks at it and she goes...
I wouldn't say you win this round, Magnificent, but at least you got me the second best brand.
Only I may play myself for a fool. Wait, and I said that intending to sound super smart, but it just didn't.
Well, wonderful. And I hope you all learned a valuable lesson from our adventures.
Hops steps up towards Murina and makes himself look super big and tall and goes... Where's the gem?
Oh, the gold.
Oh, yes, you mentioned.
Oh, yes, about that.
Where is it? Hops puts his hand out.
You see, do you remember, darling, when you owed this establishment a rather sizable amount of money?
Don't tell me.
Did you pay the tab?
Well... Someone had to.
Hop somehow gets very tall and gets like his eyes are like little white sparkles. Like,
yeah.
Because he's so far away.
That doesn't count as a good deed, you sheep.
It. Excuse me, I believe it shaved a week off my face. Now, there's no you. Would it sweeten the deal if I told you the tab is paid up all night for us? Anything you want.
Yes.
And I'll stand up and look up and go get some
drinks.
And on that note, Ragtag Side Quest is over.
I loved how stupid that was.
The side quest achieved technically nothing.
As it damn well should.
But that was it majestic. And
it was team building. It was.
I feel a little closer to all of you after this.
Yeah.
You finally seen the Magnificent do a magic trick that was worthy of respect.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Which one?
Oh, that one, the finale.
Not the magic star into a peg leg.
I did like
that. That was pretty funny. That was pretty good. I love that it was actually a peg leg.
I loved that I bullshitted about it being something that he truly desired, and it just happened to be a peg leg for a pirate.
Perfect. It was perfect.
Yeah, love it. Oh, well, we did it. Done. Do you know who else? What else is perfect?
I'm gonna guess
not the speed at which things show up.
Could it be?
But sometimes the higher amount of tension in a trick makes it more exciting.
Wow. What about the extra tension involved in this?
Ooh, that was a good one.
I don't know what button I'm supposed to be pressing. Podcast, I haven't even done it.
There isn't a button. You actually have to make it. But it's currently, it's currently visible. You have to make it invisible, then visible again.
You've all been talking.
Not all of us. What have you done? What? Wait. Good luck. There's a box. There's a box on my face. What is happening? Patreon, hide visible.
Wait, hold on. I've got this.
It takes like 10 seconds after you press the button. Oh, she didn't press buttons until it appears.
Pops plays a merry song.
Thank you, Patreon. Happy birthday.
Happy birthday, Ricky. Happy birthday, Nether Viking.
AJ Macy.
Erasable.
We should really just settle that the first person says one, we just go clockwise.
Yeah, you're right. That would be a good system.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We did it, like, by accident 2 weeks to, like,
this
two days ago.
This brings back memories. That was great.
Yay.
Well, all right, everyone.
What are these sounds?
Thanks.
All right, all right.
Oh, that was the previous
one. It was really seamless. Yeah. It worked really well.
Yeah. Well done for running a cool little side quest. That was really fun. Thank you, everyone.
That was absolute nonsense.
It was so silly and fun.
That's what Ragtag is.
Yeah. And now we are going to go and hang out with our patrons. Although I do want to say some stuff with our Twitch as well. But this is a YouTube video.
It is.
So we'll see you. We're back to role playing reboot.
Check us out on Twitch and consider following us on Patreon to support what we do.
Yeah. And we'll see you soon.
Yeah, we will.
Much love.
After public holidays and any other inconveniences.
It's reboot time.
Yeah.
Who wants to have the last word?
Cheese.